Apart from Fifty Shades of Grey. Flowers in the Attic, it was a trilogy, there's a few books, you know, they were very good. 50 Shades is very good, I've read the whole three of them.
Interview with a Vampire, Anne Rice.
And what would be your favourite book of all time?
Of all time? Magician, a guy called Raymond E. Feist. It's sci-fi type books.
David Ennings, he wrote a whole series of books. They're all about wizards and sorcery and magic, and the main one of the main characters in it is a sorceress called Paul Gara, and she's like really powerful and everybody's like respects her so much.
Last book I read was the first two in the Wheel of Time series. It's a fantasy novel. Generic, basic, young farm boy discovers he's more than it seems and goes off on an adventure. One of my favourites would be the Bulgariad series by David Eddings, or Raymond E. Feist has one called Magician Saga.
The Gruffalo, a little monster, and the mouse basically frightens the monster away. So it's very clever the way it's done. The mouse scares the monster.
Totally, just read newspapers.
The last batch of really good books that I read was called The Poison Study. There's Poison Study, Magic Study, Fire Study. It's by an author called Maria V. Schrader, I can't remember. I know it when I see it. They were really good and I enjoyed them a lot. My favourite book of all time is a book called The Blue Sword by Robin McGinley. It's all about, there's a lot of horses and stuff in it. I've liked it since I was very, very young, and they ride them without reins or anything like that there, so I've always loved that, and I read it again even when I'm an adult.
Randy DeWitt.
What's that about?
It's about Randy DeWitt. She's a witch, and she always flies on her broom.